It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're studying the book of Romans, and we're going to begin with the 8th chapter, and we're going to start reading with the 14th verse. So that's Romans chapter 8, verse 14. So please, that you'd open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to phone us, call us, you would call us at area code 217-847-2717. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois. If you would like to check our website out, we have many studies of the Word of God there. I'd love for you to take a look at those. It's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com. And so you would sure contact us there if you choose, but it is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org is our website. So please that you would check it out, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Plan of Salvation is there. Many studies of the Word of God you can find there, and you can do those at any time that you'd like to. And so hope that you enjoy them. Now please join me as we read Romans chapter 8, beginning to read with verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray, for we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What precious scriptures to read today. And so please now, as we continue to enjoy this study, let's begin as we always do with prayer. Father, we just ask that you would guide and lead us, that your Spirit will lead us each word, each step through these verses of Scripture. In this short time that we have together, I just ask that you would guide us and bless us, Father, and give us your will and way. The power of salvation comes through your Word, not through what man could speak, but through your Word. And as we have proclaimed your Word today, I ask that you have the freedom and the opportunity to convict the hearts of all that are listening, that they would come to know you as their Savior and then begin walking with you and serving you each and every day. So please, dear Father, I just ask that you send your Spirit. I know the Holy Spirit lives within my heart because I'm saved. I'm born again. I know that. But Father, many are not saved. they need that convicting power of your word and your spirit today, that they could come to know you as their Savior and walk a wonderful life with you from here on. So please, dear Lord, just send your power and give us great wisdom and comfort today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these precious scriptures, it's so wonderful to know and to understand that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We see here that if I am a son of God, that the Holy Spirit leads me. It's that simple. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit of God leads me because He lives within my heart. If I am not led by the Holy Spirit, I am not a son of God. It's that simple. We need to realize that the understanding of being born again, there is something that takes place in every person's life that is truly born again. And what takes place is we begin to walk in righteousness, and we begin to walk after the strength and the direction of the Lord, not of the world. And by doing that, we begin to produce fruit. And that fruit is very clearly said to us back in Galatians, and that is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, those are qualities, that is fruit that comes out of a believer. And so if you would like to have those qualities, come by faith to the Lord Jesus. He will give you victory over your sin. All you need to do is say, please, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I am a sinner. I'm lost. Please save me. And He will. He will come in and He will save you for eternity. Because, you see, the Spirit of God comes to live within your heart. He doesn't come in just for a short period of time to where you do something that He's unhappy with and then He leaves. He is always there. Now, you can quench the Spirit if you do things that He doesn't like and is not pleasing to God, but you can never get rid of the Spirit. The Spirit is always within your heart from that moment on. And so please be born again and begin with this production of fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And watch how people will watch you. Because you've changed. You've changed because you've come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. What a glorious day that is. He leads all sons in the paths of righteousness for His namesake, the namesake of the Lord Jesus Christ. What wonderful, wonderful hope that we have and truth that we see. Again, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Holy Spirit is in the world to glorify Christ. Not to glorify Himself, not to bring glory to us, but to glorify Christ. Now here's where we left off last time, and we didn't have time to read the 16th chapter of John. We got started, and then we ran out of time, and so I said we would be beginning there today. And so we're going to do that. John chapter 16, we're going to start reading with the 12th verse, John chapter 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. We have read from verse 12 through verse 15 the very words of the Lord Jesus, speaking about what's going to take place when the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, comes to live within our hearts. He will guide you into all truth. What a wonderful day, the day you meet the Lord Jesus. You call upon Him, and He saves you, and the Spirit of God comes to dwell within your heart. For as ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, we know that. We have not received the bondage. That's verse 15 back in Romans chapter 8, verse 15. We read verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now verse 15, for as ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. That's what any religion has to offer. Any cult has to offer. That's what the world has to offer. If you desire to play the games of the world, the only thing they have to offer is fear. Have you ever watched any newscast? I don't care what channel you're watching or what group you're watching, there is always the fear side of it. Oh, all of a sudden we have a measles epidemic. Oh, my stars, now we have to stop drinking this or stop eating this. And now we can eat this. Now we found out that there wasn't any problem with that. Word of God's very clear that all things we have the opportunity to enjoy when it comes to our food and our diet, but we need to eat it with moderation. And I think you're going to find that you're going to get along very well if you just learn to eat everything in moderation. And, you know, they say you've got to drink so much water, and then they find out that, oh, that's not good for you. In moderation, my friend. And you see, the world, the only thing they can do, and politicians are notorious for this, they put us under a position, a place of fear. And we live under fear continually. And sad to say, many Christians live under fear. They shouldn't. Because if you're born again, you've come by faith to the Lord Jesus, He is guiding you into steps, into a life of righteousness, into a life of peace and joy. He is taking a filthy sinner, and He is taking that filthy sinner and, by the Spirit of God working inside you, turning you into a person that is full of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. He gives us wisdom. It's such a joy to depend upon Him, and He hands us wisdom to go through each day. But one thing that you do not have to have and shouldn't have, and that is fear. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care as the terrorists continue to seem to come our way, and It's so sad to watch the world deteriorate, but we have no reason to fear, because I serve a God that knows tomorrow, and I serve a God that's going to care for me and protect me. And I realize that the world can hurt my body, but they will never have my soul, because I have given it to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has saved me. And now the day I leave this life, whatever it means that I, however I leave it, I'm going immediately into the presence of the Lord Jesus. What a glorious day that's going to be. We are believers, and we are not in bondage. We are not under the law. We are not under the, as the scripture says there in the beginning of verse 15, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. We are under grace, the spirit of adoption. We are not afraid. We should have no fear. That has been removed. Let's go back to another scripture verse here, back to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. Scripture confirms scripture. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him, because He first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? This commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. We should have a great desire to see folks born again. Now there are actions that people do that we hate. We don't hate the person. We desire that everyone, whatever color, whatever nationality, that they become born again, that they're saved, that they can begin to walk this wonderful life and have no fear and enjoy the presence and the righteousness that God hands to us, the wisdom that He gives us. But we should love His brother. Now, when it speaks here of brother, there's a good question there. Is that talking about the brothers and sisters in Christ? I believe it is. And so many times within a church, you have someone that's saved. Now again, you may hate their actions. You may despise something they're doing. But that love has to be deeper, and you have to desire to help them and bring them from that time. But the love, as this scripture tells us here, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. If you know the Lord Jesus, you have the love of Christ in your heart, there should be no fear present. What a wonderful, wonderful gift that God has given us. We, as believers, are God's sons. And it's not on our efforts, but because of the finished work of His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing we can do. The only part of this we have is that we turn to Him. We turn away from the world and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, please save me. That's our action. Salvation removes fear. When you come by faith to the Lord Jesus, your sins are forgiven. But there's a special gift given there too, because fear. You trust in God. You trust in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior. And it will remove fear. Now, if fear just keeps creeping in, it's because you're depending upon you and not putting your faith and trust in God. Believers do not fear death. Believers do not fear judgment. Nor do they fear the meeting of God Almighty. What a glorious day that's going to be. What a wonderful day. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you best fear Him, because there's going to be a day of judgment. But if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you have nothing to fear. It's going to be a wonderful day. And the scripture continues back here in Romans now, in this these verses of scripture. Verse 15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of adoption. Adoption, the placing as a son. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of adoption, takes us from the flesh and the world and puts us into a place and position as sons of God. by this, we are legally God's sons. We have been adopted. We are born ones. As adult sons in a legal standing before God and in relationship to Him, we are born ones, born again. Back in John chapter 3, you must be born again. And the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus, and you need to come by faith to Him. When we come by faith, we legally become the sons of God. And so what a position that we hold. And we are able to say and cry, Abba, Father, which is meaning Father. Or it gets a little clearer, and many use these words as you would as a child and call your, you didn't say, Father, can I have this? Dad or Daddy, can I have this? And will you help me with this? Will you do this? Will you show me this? And that's the relationship we have with our Heavenly Father because we know the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, if you've come by faith to Him. Now in verse 16, and the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You wonder if you're saved. It says beareth witness. It is to bear joint wisdom with some other person. Beareth witness. To bear joint testimony with some other person. I know that I am born again because the Holy Spirit lives within my heart. I have that relationship. Bear joint witness with some other person. To bear joint testimony with some other person. I know that He is present in my heart. My spirit and His spirit, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, God, the Son of the, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit lives within my heart, and I know it. I don't question it. I never doubt it. I always know because we have the confirmation in these scriptures. I have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And it says the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. And He does. He does. We have that connection. We have that relationship. I have that witness within me, that testimony within me. I know He lives within my heart. What is this witness of the Spirit? It's a good question. It is not necessarily a feeling. How foolish it would be to believe that to prove the presence of the Holy Spirit is connected to a feeling. A lot of religions say that. A lot of religions hang all of their doctrines and thinking upon feelings. They have to be able to speak in tongues, or you would have to be able to perform this or do that, and it's all set upon emotion and feeling. The music today that is within the churches, much of it is set for emotion or feeling, and it's not good. It's not God presented. It's not God dealt with. It's the devil. It's the devil's music. You can put whatever words you want. It's, oh, if you listen to the words, can't get by the beat to listen to the words. There's nothing better than these beautiful old hymns. You look to the words of those hymns. And maybe that's what you don't like to do because it convicts your heart and it shows you that you're lost and you're a sinner. We sing those old hymns and that's all we sing. And we love those beautiful old hymns. It's not by feelings. It's not by emotions. It is very foolish for a child of God to expect the witness of the Holy Spirit to be in a feeling. It is a person that comes to live within you. And you begin that connection together. Our own spirit tells us we are God's children. And the voice with which it speaks is very clear and it is not audible, but it is without question. We know the Holy Spirit lives within me. In the mouth of two witnesses, I know that Jesus lives within my heart. The Holy Spirit testifies of that. He gives me great wisdom. He gives me leadership. He allows and teaches me and helps me, allows me to produce the fruit that He wants me to produce. And would you please just think on that just for a minute? A person that walks with you, talks with you, a person that works with you, folks that you're around in church, folks that you're around at your work, whatever you do, if you or if they were controlled by the Holy Spirit, and that comes when you become born again, and then listen to this Holy Spirit that lives within your heart, begin to surrender your way for God's way, because God knows what's best. And the Holy Spirit leads you in that direction, the direction of righteousness. And with that, we have the wonderful benefit of that fruit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Look those words up. That's a wonderful attitude to have. It's a wonderful personality to possess. And that's what God has to offer. It's not hate and it's not vengeance. It's humility. And it's a wonderful power, and it's great to walk each and every day. But know for sure that the Spirit of God beareth witness, and it is not set upon a feeling or emotions. It's an action that's taken place the day that you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And when you do, the Holy Spirit comes within and that work begins. And you know it. You know it. The Holy Spirit is present. Please know that we are the sons of God, as verse 14 tells us. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Please come by faith. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. What a joy. Beareth witness. It is to bear joint witness with some other person, to bear joint testimony. Yes, I want you to understand that. It's not feeling. It's not feeling. As a child, and it's been many, many years since I've been a child, but I didn't depend on my feelings to know that I was the son of my parents. I knew it. I didn't question it. I knew it. And if I depended upon feelings, and one day they didn't treat me kindly, so I don't feel like you're my parents. No. And there was many times that we had disagreements. They knew what was best for me, and so they directed me in that proper direction. But they didn't become my parents or cease to be my parents because of their feeling or my feeling. And that's exactly the relationship we have with God our Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Spirit of God, Jesus sends the Comforter, and the second that we ask Jesus to come into our heart, we are saved. That sweet Spirit comes to live within our hearts. Our own spirit tells us we are God's children. Wonderful. Please trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Come by faith and begin that walk today. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?